Affirm your truth. Day 22. Achieve harmony in life through alignment. Napoleon Hill once said, quote, "One must marry one's feelings to one's beliefs and ideas. That is probably the only way to achieve a measure of harmony in one's life," unquote. So get your feelings hitched to your beliefs. But how do you marry your feelings to your beliefs and ideas if you don't acknowledge and give attention to your feelings? As you are well aware, I suggest paying close attention to your feelings and get yourself feeling really good. If you feel good, that means you're thinking about what you want. You're thinking faithfully and you are full of belief. If you feel bad, look at what you're thinking. You're absolutely thinking along the lines of doubt, fear, or worry about something. Those are the opposite of belief. If you feel bad, that is your indicator that you are not thinking faithfully. Faith and belief always feel good. When you notice you feel bad, change your thoughts. As you know, affirmations are a great way to do that. Rhonda Byrne, in her fantastic book, The Secret, said, "Ask once, believe you have received, and all you have to do to receive is feel good. If you are feeling good, it is because you are thinking good thoughts," unquote. You can tell if you believe by how you feel. Rhonda Byrne also said, quote, "Everything you see and experience in this world is a fact, and that includes your feelings. The cause is always your thoughts," unquote. When I finally grasped that concept, that I could always control my feelings by changing my thoughts, it changed my entire experience in life. What does life consist of if not our feelings? Isn't how you feel all that really matters at the end of the day? Or the start of the day? Or at any point in the day? Living the 12 pillars of a truly amazing life makes you feel good. If you go through life feeling amazing consistently, isn't that a truly amazing life? That is why these 12 pillars are so vital. That's why they are the pillars of a truly amazing life. They hold everything up. They are the thoughts to think that make you feel great, and they lead to actions that help you feel fantastic. It's a wonderful cycle. Test it out. I'm sure you have. But go ahead and think and do any one of the 12 pillars, and I guarantee you will feel better. And that's why I created this poster showing the 12 habits of a truly amazing life that correspond with the 12 pillars. You can go to trulyamazinglife.com/AYT-resources to print either of these posters. I have posted these posters throughout my home because they remind me constantly, both consciously and subconsciously, to think of the things that make me feel good. They remind me that life is truly amazing, and they remind me of the specific things I can think and do to make today amazing. You can see the resources page above for links to all the other versions and size of these posters in case you want something a little bigger or more permanent than you can print from your computer also. Keeping these reminders in front of you and in your environment will help more than you can even quantify, because it works on a subconscious level just being in your field of perception. Keep it up. Affirm your truth. Make today amazing.